为什么说今年的高考作文看起来很简单？
Why do you say that this year's college entrance exam essay seems simple?
实际上特别难。
Actually, it's very difficult.
因为他表面上是在问孩子。
Because he was pretending to ask the child.
你对哪一个词语的理解发生了变化？
Which word's meaning has changed?
但实际上
Actually,
他是在问你有没有真实的成长。
He's asking you if you have truly grown up.
有没有对语言的敏感？
Is it sensitive to language?
有没有把个人经历和时代变化连接起来的能力？
Do you have the ability to connect personal experiences with changes in the times?
千万不要小看这道题哦。
Don't underestimate this question.
他不是让孩子随便写一个词。
He didn't want the children to just write any word.
比如努力啊，
For example, hard work,
青春的梦想啊，
youth dreams,
责任，
responsibility,
然后套几个名人素材，喊几句口号就完了。
Then just throw in a few celebrity quotes and slogans and you're done.
这道题真正厉害的地方就在于他把一个很小的词变成了一面镜子。
The key to this problem lies in his ability to turn a small word into a mirror.
照出孩子的生活经验。
Capture the essence of a child's life experiences.
思维。
Thinking.
深度和精神成长。
Depth and spiritual growth.
咱们先看题目里最关键的几句话啊。
Let's first look at the most important sentences in the question.
第一句，词语是表达思想情感的载体。
The first sentence states that words are the carriers of thought and emotion.
什么意思呀？
What does it mean?
就是一个孩子怎么理解一个词啊。
How a child understands a word.
其实暴露的是他怎么理解世界。
Actually, what is revealed is how he understands the world.
第二句，词语也是展现社会生活变化的窗口。
The second phrase also shows the window of social life changes.
什么意思呀？
What does this mean?
就是这个词不能只写个人小情绪。
This word cannot only be used to express personal feelings.
还要能看到时代变化。
Also, it should be able to show the changes in the times.
第三
Third,
青年是常为新的。这句话最关键啊。
The key to becoming a new one is youth.
他不是让孩子怀旧。
He is not trying to make the children nostalgic.
也不是让孩子抒情。
Not to let children express their emotions.
而是在问，面对一个不断变化的时代，
And in the face of a constantly changing era,
你作为青年有没有更新自己的认知？
Have you updated your knowledge as a young person?
所以我为什么说这道题难？
That's why I said this problem is difficult.
因为它不是简单考作文技巧。
Because it's not just about testing writing skills.
也不是简单考素材积累。
Not just about accumulating materials.
他考的是孩子三种非常重要的能力。
He tests the three very important abilities of children.
第一
First,
考语言理解能力。
Test language comprehension ability.
很多孩子现在写作文最大的问题是什么呀？
What are the biggest problems that children face when writing essays now?
就是只会用词，不会理解。
Just using words without understanding.
比如努力，他就写头悬梁，锥刺股。
For example, he wrote about the agony of hanging from a gallows or being pierced by a needle.
写熬夜刷题，写坚持不懈。
Write about staying up late to study and persisting.
但今年的这个题问的是
But the question in this year's exam is asking,
你对努力的理解有没有发生变化。
Has your understanding of effort changed?
小时候以为努力就是拼时间。
When I was young, I thought that hard work was just about spending time.
说体谅，长大后才明白。
It wasn't until I realized that the question was too complex.
真正的努力啊，是有方向的。
Real effort is purposeful.
坚持是在信息爆炸的时代。
Persistence is in the age of information explosion.
保持判断力是在不确定中仍然愿意向前走。
Maintaining judgment means being willing to move forward even when faced with uncertainty.
你看，这样一写，层次是不是马上就不一样了？
Does this change the hierarchy immediately?
第二，考的是孩子有没有从生活里长出思考。
The second thing to consider is whether the child has developed independent thinking.
这个题目里有一句话很重要。
There is an important sentence in this question.
叫这变化有你成长的印记。
This change has your mark of growth.
也就是说，孩子不能只讲大道理啊。
That means children can't just talk about abstract principles.
必须写出我的变化来。
You must write about my changes.
为什么孩子写不出来呢？
Why can't children write?
不是因为他不会背素材。
It's not because he can't memorize the material.
而是因为他从小写作文就习惯了编故事、套模板、背开头、背结尾。一到这种题马上就空了。
Instead, he had the habit of writing essays from a young age, using templates and standard openings and endings. He would immediately be left with nothing to write about.
因为题目要的不是别人的故事啊。
Because the question requires a story about oneself.
而是你自己的成长痕迹。
Instead, it's your own growth traces.
你有没有一次真正改变想法的经历？
Have you ever had an experience that truly changed your mind?
你有没有因为一本书？
Have you ever been affected by a book?
一个人，一件事，一次失败。
One person, one task, one failure.
一次观察，对某一个词产生新的理解。
A single observation can lead to a new understanding of a word.
这才是今年作文最核心的地方。
This is the most important thing about this year's essay.
第三
Third,
考的是与时代连接的能力。
The test is about the ability to connect with the times.
题目里还说世界之变。
The title also mentions the world's changes.
时代之变
Changes in the times
历史之变
Historical changes
正以前所未有的方式展开
This is a completely new way for you
这句话不是摆设哈
This is not a rhetorical question
他是在提醒孩子
He is reminding the children
你写的这个词
The word you wrote
不能只停留在个人生活里
Don't just stop at personal life.
还要和时代发生关系。
Also, it needs to be in line with the times.
比如速度，小时候觉得哇，快就是好啊。
For example, when I was a child, I thought that speed was good.
做题快。
Do it quickly.
跑步快。
Run fast.
名次上升快。
Fast rise in name.
但是长大后
He is
你发现在短视频
You find that in short videos
人工智能信息爆炸的时代
In the era of information explosion of artificial intelligence
在一个人真正稀缺的能力
This truly rare ability
反而是慢下来
Instead, it's about slowing down
思考沉下来
Think deeply
判断稳下来选择
Choose the best option
哎
Oh
这就不是普通作文了
This is not an ordinary essay.
这考的是孩子能不能从一个词出发。
This test assesses whether a child can derive a word from a single word.
看见自己的成长。
Seeing my own growth.
也看见时代的变化。
I also saw the changes in the times.
家长们啊。
Parents.
你们发现没有啊？
Have you noticed?
现在的高考作文越来越不怕孩子没背素材。
Nowadays, the college entrance examination essays are becoming less concerned about whether children have memorized materials.
怕的是孩子没有真实生活。
What I'm afraid of is that children will have no real life.
不怕孩子不会写漂亮的句子。
Don't be afraid that children won't be able to write beautiful sentences.
怕的是孩子没有自己的判断。
What I'm afraid of is that my children will not have their own children.
不怕孩子
Don't be afraid of children.
不知道名人名言
I don't know famous quotes.
怕的是孩子只会说正确的废话。
What I'm afraid of is that my child will only speak correct baby talk.
所以这道题真正筛选的是什么?
So what exactly is this question trying to filter out?
筛选的是那些能把小词写出大格局。
The ones that can create a grand vision from small words.
能把个人经历写出时代感。
Can write personal experiences with a sense of the times.
把成长变化
Growth and change.
写出思想深度的孩子
Raise deep thinking children.
好了
Okay.
那中小学生应该怎么准备呢?
What should middle school students do to prepare?
我给大家三个建议建议点赞
Here are three suggestions for getting more likes.
收藏啊
Collect it.
第一个要从小训练孩子解释词语的能力
The first thing to do is to train children from a young age to understand and use words.
不要只问孩子
Don't just ask the child.
喂
Oh?
这个词是什么意思呀
What does this word mean?
而是要问他
Instead, we should ask him.
你小时候怎么理解?
How did you understand when you were young?
现在又怎么理解?哪件事情?
How do you understand things now?
改变了你的理解,这个词和今天的社会有什么关系?
How does the concept of changing one's understanding relate to today's society?
比如传统啊
For example, traditional ones.
热爱啊
But,
责任、故乡、青春、孤独、快与慢都可以这样练
Responsibility, hometown, youth, loneliness, fast and slow All can be practiced like this
第二呢
Second,
让孩子多写真实的经历
Let children have more real experiences
真正高级的作文不是素材堆得满满的
True advanced writing is not about piling up materials.
而是把一件小事呢写得透，一次失败。
Instead, focus on writing the detailed account of a single failure.
一次争吵。
A quarrel.
一次旅行。
One trip.
一次阅读。
One read.
一次使用 AI 的经历都可以成为作文里最有力的材料。
Every experience of using AI can be a powerful material for writing an essay.
第三呢，要训练孩子。
Third, to train children.
从个人走向时代。
From individual to the era.
孩子写作文除了写自己的感受。
Besides writing about their own feelings, children can also write essays about other topics.
还要学会把自己的成长放到时代变化里去理解。
Also, learn to put your own growth into the context of changing times.
去表达，从个人经验出发。
to express from personal experience.
走向社会观察。
Go to social observation.
再回到青年责任。
Return to youth responsibility.
这才是现在高考作文里最喜欢的思维路径。
This is the most popular thinking path in the current high school entrance exam essays.
所以呢，今年这个题啊，看起来很简单。
So, this year's question seems very simple.
其实好高级。
Actually, it's so high-end.
因为他在温柔地叩问孩子。
Because he was gently questioning the child.
你有没有在成长中重新理解世界？
Have you re-understood the world in your growth?
你有没有在时代变化中重新认识你自己？
Have you ever rediscovered yourself in the changing times?
如果你家孩子还在靠背模板、套素材和口号写作文，
If your child is still relying on back templates and slogans to write essays,
那真的要注意了。
That's really something to watch out for.
因为未来的语文学习一定不是靠简单的刷题。
Because future Chinese learning will not rely on simple practice.
而是靠培养。
Instead, rely on cultivation.
阅读。
Reading.
理解能力。
Understanding.
生活观察能力。
Observational skills in life.
独立思考能力。
Independent thinking ability.
语言表达能力和时代感知能力的
language proficiency and the ability to perceive the times.
因为呢，真正能在作文里拿高分的孩子写的
because the real children who can write well and get high scores in essays are
从来就不是作文
it has never been an essay.
而是他这些年读过的书
instead, these books he has read over the years.
走过的路
The road
想过的问题
Questions I have
以及他对这个世界真实而清醒的理解
And his clear and realistic understanding of this world
好
OK
关注我后面我会继续给大家拆解
Stay tuned I will continue to break down the details
中小学生到底怎么积累作文素材
How do middle school students accumulate writing materials?
怎么把一个普通词写出高级感?
How to make an ordinary word sound more sophisticated?